What if I'm right and you are wrong?
Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
What if I figured out that I did not belong? Everybody belongs on Busted Pencils. Thank you, Tim from Rise Against. We always appreciate you yelling and singing for us. L.A. Tom, we gave L.A. Tom a chance to clarify. Johnny really laid out, you know, we've had two callers this show, L.A. Tom, CJ. You know, I was really hard on CJ, and I'm okay with that. But Johnny pointed out a commonality there. The fact that they were both talking about that we need to do something to make our schools better. CJ's back on the line and would like an opportunity to make his case. So, CJ, safe and secure schools, we think you were talking about that. And Johnny Lupinacci, and I don't disagree with safe and secure schools. Go for it, man.
Well, again, thanks for the opportunity, guys.
Sure.
And I guess I recall an incident, I'm not sure how long ago it was, 10 years ago, there were police officers in the Madison schools, and the police loved it. They started to create a relationship with kids. It wasn't all about being hardcore. It was actually encouraging, and kids were respectful for the most part, and it was a secure issue. Why was it taken out of the schools? For a political statement, anti-police, anti-authority, and that police are racist. And that is not fair. And I tell you what, it's ruined that for kids because, sure, maybe there's a that bad cop was prosecuted and he'll never see the light of day again, and he shouldn't. But the mere fact of demonizing and defund the police and all that stuff is coming back to haunt communities everywhere in this country. And the disrespect, the lack of how a traffic stop turns into someone not following directions of a police officer and ends up getting shot is a bad thing. I don't care. Are people pulled over, you know, and hopefully not for that reason anymore. And there should be more authority over good and bad cops.
You're right, CJ. I want to stop you for a second, not because I'm gonna, as Johnny said, body slam, but I think, you know, when you're talking about this, the issue, and we talked about this maybe a few weeks ago, the point that I'm hearing you make about the potential of creating relationships between school children and police, and you know, there's a discussion point there about saying, you know, does that police officer then create a connection with the students that carries over into the community? Johnny, what do you think about CJ's point there?
Yeah, I'll go to CJ's first point. CJ, thanks for calling back and sticking with us and being part of this conversation, because, you know, this is where we get to practice democracy. We get to have multiple perspectives on a shared interest, and that's the education of all of our children, even if they're not our own specific children. They are the future of this country, and so coming together on those diverse perspectives are of utmost importance, and that we can disagree, and that helps us get to some form of a decision around things down the road. And so I'll go to CJ's first part, and I have seen this work in places, and it's hard for me because I've also seen it not working, and we can't fault efforts of communities that really start to look at what are the kinds of roles that, whatever we want to call them, SROs or just authorities in partnership with schools or the police, in what, it's not my area of expertise, but I want to say I've witnessed it working really well in some places. And it's that idea of like restorative justice, and really what I think CJ was saying, really reframing the entire kind of relationship. Mm. It's acknowledging that there's fractures in it. It's acknowledging that there's some real difficult histories, but how do we work together as a community in different roles to ensure safety of one another? And I think that's possible. On the flip side, and where CJ went and we sort of part ways, but I think it helps us get to a dialogue, a discussion where it isn't just the same old, same old. And so I thank you, CJ, for calling it. is that I think in places where we make assumptions about good cops and bad cops, we're in a difficult area of where policing works and where it doesn't. And it's long history. And he brought it up, so I'm going to go there. It's long history in just the statistics alone, but also in the practices of police force being a military of white supremacy. And I know that's problematic for people to hear, but I'm just going to spit facts, right? In this country, it is. Does that mean we can't heal and have it be something different? I won't say that. I think there's possibilities there, but we don't want to erase it, right? And CJ talked on that. All cops are not bad, but more often than not, the situation is much worse for certain people when the police are involved, and those certain people matter to us in education. And so we're at a moment, man.
We're at a moment, Johnny. And I just think, though, too, I mean, what we're talking about here, you know, we've heard this, and I think the discussion that CJ brings up about, and as you said, you've seen it work occasionally, you know, this idea of restorative justice, a respect level, a connection, you know, maybe, right? Maybe we should be having that discussion. Is that the solution, though, to the issue that we're talking about, the mass shooter, this horrific violence that seems to be plaguing our schools and our society? This is where I think that's a different conversation, not at all related to school shootings. L.A. Tom, thank you for your call. CJ, thanks for your call. Thank both of you for calling back. Johnny, I'm telling you what, we keep, you know, mixing it up here. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. If you want more, come on back next week. See you later.
BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
We are Busted Pencils!